This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, September 26. Silent Prayer. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. We might think of silent prayer as communicating with God, not by speaking words aloud, but by saying them in our minds. But prayer doesn't always require words. In fact, Jesus cautioned that using many words in prayer could become like babbling. Being still, without using words, can help us reflect on the majesty, power, beauty, love, and other characteristics of God. We need to be clear, though, that this is different from meditation that views silence as a way to empty the mind of thoughts and to connect with one's inner self. The command to be still in Psalm 46 has nothing to do with that. It's actually the opposite. Notice that the words "be still" in verse 10 are immediately followed by the instruction to know God. Prayer helps us grow in our knowledge of God. And knowing the heart of God is what enables us to be still in His presence. As Psalm 46 indicates, God is both powerful and kind. Our troubled hearts are quieted when we find our refuge in Him. Some Bible versions include the Hebrew word Selah after verses 3, 7, and 11 in Psalm 46. And that may help us understand this point. Scholars aren't sure what Selah means, but it seems to signal a pause and perhaps a time of reflection. Practice being silent in God's presence. Quiet reflection intensifies prayer as the mind is filled with thoughts of God. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for enabling me to be still in your presence. You are my strength, and I trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.